Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, this week, the Biden administration's version of the Waters of the U.S. rule went into effect, and organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and others were quick to express their displeasure in a district court's recent decision denying a preliminary injunction of the rule. In fact, NCBA's President Todd Wilkinson from South Dakota said that the latest WOTUS rule will just place more burdens on family farms and ranches, drive up costs, and prevent cattle producers from making investments in their land. Now, the Environmental Protection Agency finalized the latest WOTUS rule at the end of 2022. NCBA and their litigation partners filed a lawsuit seeking to overturn that rule, though, in January. NCBA and the others sought a nationwide preliminary injunction, which, of course, would have prevented the federal government from implementing the controversial WOTUS rule until the entire case is decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. But instead, the court granted a limited injunction in only two states, those as of right now being just Idaho and Texas. So yes, once again, the weight game continues. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.